Hi and welcome to Past the Past podcast, where you learn how to get past your past. In today's episode, I want to talk about the fight trauma response, which is characterized by being stuck in criticizing and attacking others. So when we are feeling unsafe, there are typically a number of ways in which we can react. The first one is the freeze response. In the freeze response, we assess the situation and we come to determine that the threat is so big that there's nothing we can do about it but play dead. In the fawn response, we assess the situation and we realize that the only way we can survive is negotiate with the abuser. Here's where people pleasing codependence falls under. Then there is the flight response, people who avoid conflict, people who work a lot to avoid their family life. Basically, you see a threat and your response is basically to run from it. And lastly, the fight response is when you assess the situation and you realize that, hey, in order to get safe, I can actually fight what's attacking me. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the fight response because I feel like it's not as discussed, even though it's very prevalent. And I think one of the reasons it's not as discussed is because it's one of the trauma responses that are very hard to treat and manage because the people who have it, in order to know you're in a fight response, you have to be really good at introspection. You have to know yourself very well. Because what happens to someone who is in a fight response, they kind of lose access to their emotions. They lose access to their ability to connect with the other person. They lose access even to empathy and their ability to be vulnerable. Because in order to fight and criticize and attack the other person, you can't be vulnerable at the same time. You can't have empathy for them. A vicious attack against someone else, whether it's through bad jokes, sarcasm, insults, or even physical violence, in that moment, when someone is in a fight response, they are no longer fully functioning emotionally. Meaning you're dealing with a person who doesn't feel about you like it felt yesterday when they were feeling safe around you. So basically, in order to fight, in order to feel safe, they have to throw all of this out. And they don't have a correct assessment of the situation. They feel entitled to hurt you. Because in that moment, they feel so threatened that they basically don't feel anything positive towards you. So it's very hard for someone who feels very angry and doesn't feel anything positive towards the other person to have this insight that what I'm doing is not actually proportional to what's being done to me. So what is the fight response? Why would someone choose this? Well, first of all, we choose the responses that work best for us. And we choose the responses that work best for us continuously. So usually people work in patterns. And if that person at some point used the fight response and it worked once, twice, three times, and it continuously works for them, then they just use it. Another reason why people use the fight response and not use any of the others is the fight response has a particular property to it. In order to attack the other person in a situation where you feel unsafe, is basically to say that the other person is the source of lack of safety. For example, in order to get to that point, you will have to have a lack of complete trust in other people. you'll have to always wait for the other person to betray you. And usually the people who are stuck in fight responses, they have such little faith in love and true intimacy that they're basically never in a partnership. They are always at war with their partners, with their friends, with their siblings, and with their families. They always believe that the other person is going to start the war, so they can protect themselves. They start the war first. These are usually the people who are the ones that accuse you of cheating or are paranoid about it, but they are the ones who cheat. They are usually the people who, after a moment of intimacy, they start evaluating and belittling you the next day. Because to them, intimacy is so foreign that it must be dangerous, and it's associated with danger. So they fall into this trauma response. Basically, they are very hurt people who switch their ability to be vulnerable, their ability to love, for the ability to never be hurt again. They switch love for power. What do I mean by that? If they are never vulnerable, they cannot be hurt. But at the same time, they will never experience love and intimacy, and they will always feel alone, even in a relationship. So it's a very sad position to be into, but it's equally sad for the partner who is constantly getting berated and abused. So if you're hearing this and you are on the receiving end of this, and you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, there's so much hurt in there, and they were so hurt by others, they don't even believe in love. That's true. But that's not the reason for you to continue to take this. That's not a reason for you to enable this, because you're not helping the person. If you stay in a situation like this, you're basically telling them that the defense mechanism that they always used will be successful. I mean, will be used successfully in the future as well, because you're basically saying, you can attack me and berate me and dominate me to feel safe, because I will be here and take it, and whatever you're doing is working for you. So in a way, the best way to show them the right way is to show them that what they're doing is not working, that when they're attacking people, there are consequences, and they cannot achieve safety by dominating others. Because when they try to dominate others, others are leaving and they're not achieving safety. And I'm not saying this to manipulate the other person and leave and then expect them to change, because change does take time. I'm saying this to basically protect yourself, because what the other person does, whether they choose to heal themselves or not, that's basically their own journey and responsibility. If you are someone who is stuck in this fight response, and if you are someone who has a partner or friends who are coming up to them, and if they're telling you that when you get angry not proportionally with what happened, if you have people complaining that you can be very hurtful, and when you get angry, you say things that are very hard to forgive, or maybe you are the person who, after moments of intimacy, they just feel numb. They feel good in the moment, and next day they see all of these flaws in the other person, and they just start picking on the other person. And then you feel bad about it, and then it happens a rupture, and then you feel good again, and so on. And if you also have a deep lack of trust for others, and you feel that you're always going to get betrayed, and there's nobody out there for you, I can assure you, you are probably in a trauma response, and you are functioning based on a flawed truth. There are people who are unsafe for you, but not everyone. And the really sad thing about the people who are stuck in the fight response is that they usually choose people who are in a fawn response most of the time, meaning the people who are the people pleasers and the people who are the least likely to betray them and to be a threat, and they still don't feel safe with them. So basically, you are choosing people who can't fight back, but you still feel unsafe. In other ways, it's not necessarily that the world is that unsafe, that everyone is that unsafe, is that you are stuck in a cycle of unsafety. And even though it's true that some people out there will not be good for you, and some people are perfectly capable of betraying you, what you're doing is, if you are someone who deals with it, you are completely robbing yourself of the opportunity to ever be yourself in a relationship, to ever relax in relationship, to ever have true intimacy, to feel vulnerable and feel safe at the same time. You're basically at your loneliest in a relationship, because you're always waiting for the shoe to drop. And when the shoe drops, you just lash off the other person because you feel like they deserve it. So I hope it makes sense. And whether you are on the receiving end of this, or whether you are the person who is stuck in a cycle like this, know there are ways you can regulate your nervous system, and there are ways you can basically build your capacity to discern and choose safe people in your life so you can feel safe. Thank you for listening, and I'll probably make some more content about this in the following weeks.